Chapter 18. What was the defining lesson you learned from sports? Robert's response.
While I have learned many important lessons playing sports, the one that stands out is a lesson I learned while I was playing high school football. When I was a junior, our high school had a great football team. Because there were so many great players, that meant I sat on the bench for most games. It was really embarrassing at the end of the game to come off the field with a perfectly clean uniform. As the season went on, with me still on the bench, I began to think that my coach had it out for me. I believed he didn't play me because he didn't like me. By mid-season, I was planning on quitting. My feelings were hurt. One evening, after a really tough practice, the assistant coach walked up to me, put his hands on my shoulder, and said, "I want to talk to you." This coach's name was Herman Clark. A former NFL player, he was a really big man. He volunteered his time because he loved the game so much. In his quiet and gentle way, he said, "Do you know why the coach isn't playing you?" "No," I said, "I don't know. I do all the right things. I show up for practice. I run extra laps. I'm as good as Jesse." Jesse was the starter for my position. "Yes, that's true," said Mr. Clark. "You also have more talent and speed than Jesse." "So why does he play?" I asked. "Why not play me?" "Because Jesse has more heart. Jesse wants the position more than you. In life, talent is not enough. If you want a starting position, you need to take yourself to a whole new level. You have the body, but you lack the spirit." Although I still wanted to quit, I took Mr. Clark's words to heart. For the next 2 weeks, I practiced like I'd never practiced before. I was intense. I was focused. I made more tackles and even intercepted 2 passes in practice, a tough job for a lineman. Although I still did not play and was still on the bench, I was feeling better about myself. One day during an away game at another high school, Jesse broke his arm. The coach turned to the bench, looked over the candidates. Finally, he looked at me and said, "You're in." That was a small but defining moment. Today, I realize that what I want in life is up to me. There is no one in my way. If I want something, I know that desire is not enough. I need to do what it takes to be a winner before I can win. The lesson I learned from Mr. Clark was that for me to change my results, I had to redefine who I was and up my commitment to playing the game. Once my thoughts and attitude changed, my actions changed, and so did my results. Today, whenever I feel wimpy and think the world is unfair or not recognizing my talents or that people are against me, I simply remember my talk with Mr. Clark. Then I work to upgrade my thoughts, my actions, and my results.